James Brown is with us. He's the new Minister for Housing, Local Government and Heritage. He's also a Fianna Fáil TD in Wexford. James Brown, good morning.
Good morning.
Day five of hundreds of thousands of people with no heat, no water, no way to cook, no way to contact anyone in an emergency, and many told it could be next week before they get power back. Is that acceptable?
It's a very challenging situation for a lot of families out there right across the country, and businesses and farmers as well. Can I just wish Ms. Kathleen Barrett the best of a full recovery. It must have been a very frightening situation, and praise the emergency response by those in Donegal and indeed the local authority. But I think our emergency services right across the country, our responders and all of our agencies of the state have responded, I think, without precedent in what has been an absolute record storm. And the damage this storm has done has never been matched in previous history, and nothing has been left on the pitch by any of our state agencies, and the coordination by the government as well of all of those agencies right across the country. And I think, for example, if you look at the ESB, there was 760,000 people without power, 580,000 of those have already had power restored, and that's been done by ESB workers in very, very challenging circumstances where the weather has continued to be quite difficult. Look, that's little consolation to the 187,000 who are still waiting to get power back.
Yes, including Aaron Kennedy, who we heard from earlier on, Declan Murray, who we heard from earlier on. Is it acceptable that people are going to be left without power until the middle of next week?
And nobody wants anybody without power for any length of time, but this has been a storm without precedent. It has been the most damaging, the most dangerous and the most destructive weather event on record in Ireland. And the response has been unprecedented as well, but the capacity is not there to restore what has been an unprecedented weather event within, say, 24 hours. Everything has been done. Yes. Nothing has been left behind by any state agency in terms of getting power.
Unprecedented, you say, but your government declared a climate emergency 6 years ago, and storms are becoming more frequent. Met Aaron gave plenty of notice for this one and its severity. Why was there not better preparation for this one? Were there any lessons learned from the last storms?
Well, lessons are always learned from every event, and after the recovery is completed in this situation, there will also be learnings taken from this. There will be a review and see what can be done in preparation for any future event. But again, this type of event is completely unprecedented. While these extreme weather events are becoming more common, nothing like this has been seen in this country before. And for example, the previous most severe event saw just under 400,000 people lose power. In this event, almost 800,000 people lost power. So a doubling of the impact, if you like, right across the country. But as I say, the state is leaving nothing on the pitch here to get everything done. Power back, water back, communications back as quickly as possible. And that humanitarian support is being put in place across the country. 120 hubs have now been established or are opening this morning, and more will be opened
this morning, 5 days later. There's only 14 opened by yesterday. Ciarán Mullooly, the MEP, says that the European Commissioner for Crisis Management has confirmed that she offered emergency help to Ireland last Wednesday, but only received a request for help, as in generators and crews, at 4 p.m. on Saturday. What took so long?
Well, nothing took so long. Two things can be true at the one time. I've been in discussions with Commissioner Labib, so I have directly, I've spoken to her. So the way the EU mechanism works is that in the prediction of a storm, you reach out to the EU, or in Commissioner Labib's case, spoke with ourselves, and you set out what you may need. However, a request cannot be put in place until the event is over, and you do an assessment of specifically what you need. She offered a help to provide to the state once what is needed is recognised. You can't do that until the storm is over. You can't request help until you know exactly what it is you need.
Was it offered on Wednesday?
The supports were offered. Of course, our help was offered on Wednesday.
So why didn't we say yes?
We did say yes. We said yes, that we will let the European Commission know what we need when we know what we need. You can't operate a situation with the EU mechanism does not work in a system of a just-in-case scenario. So the way the mechanism works is that when you expect a severe weather event, the European Union with the state engage with each other to kind of assess what may be needed. Once the event is over, you do the assessment, and once the assessment is made, you then notify the EU exactly what you need.
On Saturday.
Well, On Saturday, yes, less than 24 hours after the weather event ended. So the red warning lifted about 2 o'clock on Friday. It was not possible to send out our emergency workers or EDSB workers while that event was happening, because that is, safety is absolute paramount. An assessment was made right across the country, and remember, this was the most destructive weather event in the history of the state.
When Met Aaron,
and we did
Minister,
that assessment, and once we assessed what that damage was, we then immediately put in the request to the European Union for specifically what was needed.
On Saturday, When Met Aaron were warning about one of the worst storms to ever hit us last week, your government voted to take another two-week dole break. There was no sign of government ministers at worst hit areas over the weekend. The cabinet isn't meeting until tomorrow. Where's the urgency? Where's the leadership here?
There was a lot of leadership here. So what the government did was stand up the National Emergency Coordination Group, and I attended those, so I did. And they coordinate all of the response right across the country. So whether that's ESB, whether that's Irish Water, whether that's the local authorities, all of those are coordinated by the government through the National Emergency Coordination Group. And that has been ongoing before the storm even hit, and that has been ongoing every day. That group has been meeting, including their subgroups as well around humanitarian and infrastructure supports as well. Ministers have been out. I've been out. Minister Dara O'Brien has been out. Minister Dara Cleary has been out. Yes, I was on RTE, I was on Virgin.
Did you visit any of the worst hit areas over the weekend?
No, on Saturday I was with my department in the Emergency Coordinate Group, getting those coordination in place. That was the first most important thing to do, to get the services out on the ground, coordinated, to get power back as quickly as possible. So what we did in the first place was get that response coordinated. And the second place then was get all of those coordinations up and running to get the support to the areas most needed. So I've been engaging with my department in every single day since this storm, since it was appointed on Thursday night. So I have, as has Minister Dara O'Brien, as has Minister Dara Cleary. There's been a lot of leadership here that has been happening. And I should say, you know, all of the response on the ground is being coordinated by the government through the National Emergency Coordination Group.
Separately, you're Minister for Housing now at a time of record homelessness, rocketing house prices and rents. The delivery of new homes is falling and your government is missing its own targets. What are you going to do differently to deliver enough houses to meet demand and make them affordable?
Well, what we're going to do is accelerate the delivery of housing, and that's the absolute precedence. That's what we were re-elected to do. That's what's in the programme for government, and further supports will be provided right across the state and for both social affordable and to help deliver private housing as well. As I said, look, I was appointed on Thursday night. Every minute of every day since then has been focused on the response to the storm events. And but our absolute aim is to accelerate the delivery of housing.
Okay, but the Taoiseach Minister, the Taoiseach, the Housing Minister, and several of your senior colleagues continue to claim for months, despite all the available evidence, that 40,000 new homes would be delivered last year, and they weren't. There was no increase in delivery last year, it fell. If you couldn't be believed then, why should your government be trusted to deliver now on your promises to build 300,000 new homes in the lifetime of this government?
Well, obviously the housing results were disappointing, but I think a number of those houses will be reflected in this year's numbers as well. So they will. Look, we have made significant advances in terms of delivering houses over the last number of years.
They fell last year, Minister, and those 60,000 commencements last year were because of incentives for property developers. There's no guarantee that they will be delivered this year or even next year.
Well, those incentives were put in place, the commencements happened, and we are confident that those houses will be delivered. And
you were confident,
reflected
with
over
respect, your government were confident last year and you didn't deliver. Why should you be believed now?
Well, I think if you look over the last number of 4 years, our targets were met, and we will continue to meet our new targets coming over the next coming years and continue to accelerate the delivery of housing. We do have a plan. That plan is working. You know, the direction of travel is clear. More houses are being built, and that's what will happen over the next coming years.
The Deputy Leader of the Social Democrats is urging the government to cut all ties, quote, with Michael Lowry following the row over speaking time. Will you?
So there's a committee put in place to address the, I think, the unseemly row that was started by the opposition last week, to bring a resolution to the situation in terms of speaking time. And I think that committee needs to be allowed to do its job. It met on Friday, it met on Monday, it's meeting again on Thursday. And I think further commentary around that is probably not helpful. We need to allow both the opposition and the government to come to a resolution to this situation.
Will you cut all ties with Michael Lowry?
Look, as I say, I think this committee needs to be allowed to do its work over the coming days, and you know, commentary can be made after that.
Finally, Minister, the story that we were discussing in the first hour, the external reviews into baby births in Portiuncula and an external management team being put in place. Is it safe for women to give birth in Portiuncula?
Look, first of all, my thoughts are with those families and with those children. It's an extremely distressing situation. A review is now being put in place. I think that review, again, needs to be allowed to carry out its work. And once that review is completed, I'm sure the Minister for Health will implement any recommendations around that. A team has been put in place, so I'm confident that that team knows what they're doing and that the hospital is in good hands at the moment.
Minister James Brown, thank you very much for speaking to us on the programme this morning.